A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August the 21st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening:
the National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, which, as I speak to you now, has been signed up by up to 20 or so political parties, is going to engage on a massive demonstration in the capital city of Harare on Friday, the 26th of August.
MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare.
Our role, as we have begun this particular movement, has been, number one, to force people to rise up and speak up without fear. Number two, to be united, because that is where our power is. The job now becomes to, and I'm glad we have, you know, minds that are deeper than mine in terms of, you know, study and research and qualification. The job is now to start to direct this unity, to direct this energy, to direct this awakening into a result that we can all be happy with and proud of as we go forward.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign shares the vision of his movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C.
My name is Mojo Kwirwa and I'm the District Medical Officer for Nyanga District. We are having our annual medical outreach. It's a free medical outreach where we are going to see patients at clinics in Nyanga District, in Nyanga South constituency.
Residents of Inyanga South are invited to take up free medical treatment that will be available at clinics in the district, where 15 doctors will offer free treatment this coming Saturday and Sunday. As usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare. He tells Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri plans are now at an advanced stage and they are raring to go.
That's very true, Jonga. The National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, which, as I speak to you now, has been signed up by up to 20 or so political parties, is going to engage on a massive demonstration in the capital city of Harare on Friday, the 26th of August, 2016, commencing at about 9 o'clock in the morning. People are going to come from the various political parties that I've already mentioned. They are going to congregate initially at the Freedom Square, just next or behind the Rainbow Towers Hotel in Harare. They are going to march into the city center. They are going to end their march at the Africa Unity Square, where representatives from the political parties are going to present a petition to the Speaker of the Parliament of Zimbabwe, Honorable Advocate Jacob Mudenda.
What's the main purpose for this protest?
The protest, or the demonstration, as we would rather call it, Jonga, is merely to show the ZANU-PF regime that the issue of electoral reforms is very critical to the holding of a free and a fair election that will be able to be credible and thus give a result that is beyond contestation. So the main idea is to say most, if not all, the major opposition political parties in Zimbabwe have joined the hands under the NERA trajectory to say we want elections that will be free and fair. We know what happened on the 31st of July 2013 when elections were rigged and they were nicked. So we are saying never again should the people of Zimbabwe be taken for granted and be subjected to an electoral process whose result is predetermined.
We have witnessed some demonstrators clashing with the police. Have you sought police clearance on this?
Let me confirm that police clearance has already been sought, as you know, in terms of the Public Order and Security Act. All we have to do is to notify the police about the intention to hold a peaceful demonstration, as is clearly allowed by Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. That has since been done, and we are saying for now we are just waiting for the police to give us their formal approval in writing. Even if they don't, which we suspect they might not do, we are not worried one bit. We will just rush to the High Court of Zimbabwe, and we will then make sure that we get an order, an urgent order, to allow us to proceed the demonstration on August 26th.
Are there other organizations that are going to join you, or it's just political parties?
There are other organizations. Like I've already said, we are looking at about 20 or so political parties. We are looking at other organizations like student organizations, like labor organizations, organizations such as Tajamuka, and all other organizations who have an interest in the holding of free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. We trust that they are definitely going to be part of the demonstration, and indeed, they are more than welcome to join us.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare. Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign, who has been received mixed reactions from Zimbabweans on his decision to seek temporary refuge in the United States after receiving threats from President Robert Mugabe, shared his vision of the movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C. last week. The panel also included Dr. Chipo Dendere, a professor at a local university, and a Dr. Noah Manyika of Build Zimbabwe. Mawarire tells us more on the issue.
I think for a long time we have not been united. And there's a lot of things that have not united us, a lot of things that have brought that disjointedness to us. And some of those things center around conversations that have not been had, you know, by Zimbabweans. For example, the Gukura Wundi issue, you know, in Zimbabwe, it's a conversation that needs to be had. And this movement is even bringing that out, because you have people looking at each other saying, no, well, what do you want us to talk about when we have an issue here that hasn't been? So it's allowing these conversations to take place. Earlier in the morning, it was at Voice of America where we were, and one of the questions was, so what do you feel God is saying? I said, you know, I think one of the things I'm sensing is that it's a chance for us to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's a chance for us to get some healing. It's a chance for us to get to a place where we can show each other wounds that we have been hiding, the wounds that we have sustained from the brutality of our own nation, whether it is, you know, wounds of, you know, the economic disaster, whether it is physical wounds of being physically beaten because, you know, of because of the repression, or the wounds that, you know, we have amongst family, because sometimes now our families are now divided. That healing process is beginning to take place, and I think the moment we see someone with a Zimbabwean flag, something is now happening that wasn't happening before. You know, before we didn't want to see the flag, but when we saw it, we had certain feelings that were not very nice. So, in a nutshell, our role as we have begun this particular movement has been, number one, to cause people to rise up and speak up without fear. Number two, to be united, because that is where our power is. The job now becomes to, and I'm glad we have, you know, minds that are deeper than mine in terms of, you know, study and research and qualification. The job is now to start to direct this unity, to direct this energy, to direct this awakening into a result that we can all be happy with and proud of as we go forward. So, you know, that's my small part, and you know, it's exciting to see citizens, you know, take part in something that speaks into their future. And I think the one statement that I continue to say now is that we can't afford anymore to be divided by the politics of our country, but we must be united by the dreams of our children. because many of us have lost the opportunity to either speak into Zimbabwe or to realize the dreams that we wanted to realize. And the best incentive that we now have is that for our children, this is now for my daughter, this is now for my daughters. And because of that, I actually give it even more strength than I would have done for myself.
That there was Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign speaking at a panel discussion held in Washington, D.C. Residents of Nyanga South are invited to take up free medical treatment that will be available at clinics in Nyanga South, where 15 doctors will offer the free treatment this coming Saturday and Sunday. The treatment comes courtesy of their Member of Parliament, Super Mandiwanzira. The annual clinics have been running for 5 years, and residents are urged to go to the nearest clinic for the free diagnosis and treatment. It is believed that the most common ailments in rural Nyanga include diabetes, high blood pressure, cancers and malaria. Let's hear more on the issue.
My name is Mojo Kwiro and I'm the district medical officer for Nyanga district.
Tell us about your clinic that's coming up next week.
We are having our annual medical outreach. It's a free medical outreach where we are going to see patients at clinics in Nyanga District, in Nyanga South constituents. And these clinics, namely Mount Melary, Nyatate, Rucheram, Tombo, Gairezi, and Nyafaru, we are going to do the free medical outreach clinics there on Saturday, 27 August, which is this coming Saturday. And then we have, for Sunday, 28 August, we have Dombo, Spring Valley, Claremont, Erin, Nyarumvurwe, and Nyajezi Clinic. So all these clinics are free clinics. We have 15 doctors who are coming in from Harare, Shurugi, Mutare, and here in Nyanga District. We'll be working assisted by staff from the clinic and also 10 extra nurses from the Nyanga District Hospital. And all clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily.
Are you also going to be providing medications free of charge during the clinics?
Yes, definitely. We are going to do that. Anyone who will be diagnosed, our package includes medication.
What if somebody has a prescription? Do you also honor that?
We may not be able to honor that in terms of the availability, because the medicines that we are carrying to the clinics, they are restricted and they are a certain range. So I may not be able to decisively say that we'll be able to honor. But if they have a prescription, which is medication which we are having, as part of this outreach, we'll be able to do that.
That was Nyanga District Medical Officer Dr. Admo Jokwiro. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, I'm gladly joined by a young man I've had on the show a few times. That is Njabulo Moyo, who is a author, poet, motivational speaker, but currently here in the United States. Njabulo, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're most welcome.
Now, of course, as I mentioned, you are here in the United States. Tell us more what you're doing stateside.
I am here as a participant of an international program called the Community Solutions Program, which is a professional development program actually targeting the best and the brightest global community leaders, those that are working on the theme of transparency and accountability, tolerance and conflict resolution, environment, gender and women-related issues. So basically, we are a group of 94 young leaders from 37 countries across the world.
And what are you doing in your track? What will you be focusing on at the time that you're here?
I'm under the track called Transparency and Accountability, and we'll be working with a local organization in Chicago called Chicago Votes, which is largely an election-based organization that seeks to encourage free and fair electoral processes and also participation of, you know, various groups in the election process. To me, it's a very key theme because elections, you know, the coming 4 years are going to be very key, not only in terms of America, but also in terms of various African countries, including my home country, Zimbabwe. So it is a very important shift towards, you know, democratization of the election as a process. So there's a lot to do in terms of comparison. You've seen the Zambian election going through. And it's actually a period of really checking for transparency and accountability.
And of course, you'll be here during a very interesting time in the United States, the 2016 presidential elections, seeing Donald Trump, Republican candidate, going against Hillary Clinton, the Democratic president candidate. My question is, when you talk about, accountability, transparency in voting, what are some of the trends that you're seeing here in America?
Most recently in Chicago, where I am, there's been a challenge really of, automatic voter registration. So the local organization I'm attached to has been trying to push for the mayor to recognize that and also to get that more legalized, such that upon birth, or upon attaining the legal age of voting, people are automatically registered. This is more, to me, of an immediate challenge, where we are saying technology should also be able to assist in the electoral process. But unfortunately, even if we have technology in place, it is now up to those that are in authority to make the final decisions. But however, as a young generation, we really see this as a good approach. And I think it's also an approach that can also be good for Africa, too.
And, moving forward, of course, you have some time in the program. But what's your anticipation about what you'll be able to take back home?
I'll say, based on what I've seen, the media. To me, I think the media really decides gives somehow some kind of equal opportunity for political parties, it gives them airplay. I've seen a lot of Donald Trump. I've seen a lot of Hillary Clinton being covered in the media. And not just the television as a medium, but even other social media platforms. They are very much used as key players in campaigns. They are very much, relevant even to the community. People can easily access information. So to me, I think the biggest lesson to take back to Africa is that when we are able to liberalize media, we are able to also know more about the electoral candidates. It should not be one-sided. So it is a method. It is a method of allowing people to understand the status quo and also to choose the best candidates. So I believe that there is still a lot for us to learn in terms of media and also the media practitioners themselves.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me.
You're most welcome.
That was Njabulo Moyo, an author, poet, and motivational speaker currently here in the United States on a community solutions program. This is Tatenda Gumbo saying thanks for joining me today. And as usual, make sure you join me next week.
This is Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to one full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwean news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Now to recap on today's top stories. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the NERA agenda program have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare. And Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign shares the vision of his movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.